USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president of the Cleveland Fed Reserve says interest rates should be above 4%. Loretta Mester telling MNI Market News rates should stay at that level once it's reached early next year. The Fed has been steadily raising rates in a bid to fight inflation that hasn't been seen in decades. The FBI says there's a possibility of increased cyber attacks against schools. The Bureau saying the attacks could coincide with the new school year. They add smaller school districts are the most vulnerable. A federal judge has issued an injunction against the Biden administration's moratorium on new oil and gas leases. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy tells Fox Business that he's not confident this will change drilling in his state.
They have shown that they can use the executive branch, the bureaucracy, to find a reason why things don't work.
The judge argues that in a time of high gas and oil prices, it is in the public's interest for a permanent injunction. The Biden administration says the pause was necessary to examine Interior Department policies. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has issued a state of emergency in Chattanooga and Floyd counties after heavy flooding. Somerville area business owner Nicholas Casey says flooding has been a reoccurring problem.
We finally made it downtown and every road was blocked.
We couldn't get to our store.
The front door of our store opened up and our merchandise floated down the street. We just stood there and watched.
Ukraine is considering shutting down a nuclear plant due to its crumbling security situation. The country's chief state inspector for nuclear and radiation safety said if conditions require the plant to shut down, it'll stop operation of the plant. It's the largest nuclear plant in all of Europe. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Official portraits of former President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama are now being displayed in the White House.
Barack and Michelle, welcome home.
The president opening an official unveiling ceremony Thursday, saying the Obama's tenure was marked by integrity, decency, moral courage, and doing what's right. Hurricane Kay is expected to bring lots of rain and gusty winds as it moves closer to the United States. While the storm is moving up the coast of Baja California, it won't make landfall in the United States.
But its rain, however, and its impacts and its gusty winds will very much impact Southern California Friday, Saturday, Sunday, this weekend.
Meteorologist John Weatherby, and that audio is courtesy of NBC News, he also says some of the heaviest rain will be in the areas east of San Diego and Los Angeles, but significant rainfall is also expected in the deserts as far east as Yuma or even Phoenix, Arizona. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon is expected to turn himself in on criminal charges in New York City. Bannon saying he's under investigation by the Manhattan District Attorney and will surrender Thursday. It stems from his We Build the Wall campaign, which federal authorities claim defrauded donors. Super Bowl winning wide receiver with the Denver Broncos, Emmanuel Sanders, is retiring from the NFL. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.